Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Sixers would be comfortable with Doc Rivers returning, but I don't think it's as open and shut as Daryl wanted to present it, you know, 12 hours after they had this disheartening departure. You know, he, I think, was taking a negotiating position with the Los Angeles Lakers coming out and saying, oh, yes, absolutely, 100% Doc is back. That's not a reasonable decision to come to after that. You need to evaluate things and discuss things before coming to that. So it would not surprise me at all if Harden is the point guard and Doc is the coach when they open the season next year. But I'm not ready to say that Doc for sure is going to be in that role.
That's Brian Windhorst on ESPN Radio. Mm. Jack, but it is, like, even though that may not be something that he reasonably can decide at that point, which I don't necessarily agree with, it's something he can say because it's the right thing to say. You don't leave, oh, I'm not sure what's going to happen with Doc. I got to talk to him.
Yeah, they went through that last year.
Yeah, they made that mistake. Yeah, they made that mistake last year, and it cost them.
Yep.
It did. So they actually acted smart this year for negotiating, and, like, if he is coming back, you can't leave him out there dangling if there's a possibility of him coming back. It's a bad look, and it creates distractions and talking points that don't need to be out there. But so here's who's Gary Warfel, Jack, NBA guy out there?
Yeah, in Chicago.
So he says there are always rumors galore at the NBA pre-draft camps, which is what's going on in Chicago, and this year isn't any different. Two long-running rumors that are gaining increased traction here in Chicago. Doc Rivers to the Lakers with draft picks picks as compensation. Two, Mike D'Antoni to replace Rivers in Philly. So that's an NBA reporter that's out in Chicago. Bill Simmons, a couple minutes ago, says, and now it's on to phase two, one-on-one interviews with the 13 members of Genie's inner circle as they continue to buy time for Doc Rivers. And that's Genie Buss, who runs the Lakers.
Yeah.
Do you think Doc to the Lakers is still very much a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, because otherwise, what are they slow playing?
The Lakers, you mean?
Yeah, like,
yes.
Why are they slow playing?
Yes, exactly. Who the hell are they waiting on?
The guys are out there. Darvin Ham, who's a Bucks assistant, their season's over. You could hire him right now. Why would you wait? I guess it makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
Oh, man. That would be great. I can't tell you, like, Mike D'Antoni is the replacement, but.
No, I don't.
Yeah, haven't we already seen that? I mean,
yeah, and James Harden isn't the James Harden in Houston. Even Embiid knows that.
Is Morey?
So he's not the Harden in Houston, and trying to change us into the Houston Rockets from 6 years ago ain't going to work.
Does Morey know that this is 2022 and it's not – I mean, seriously, with James Harden, he's going to bring D'Antoni in? Like, come on, man.
Man, I mean –
I have no interest in that.
I'll say this. As long as they get Bradley Beal in here, I mean, D'Antoni just can't coach a big man. So I don't know how you do that when your best player is a big man.
It doesn't seem like it's a great fit for the current roster that we have.
I agree.
To where maybe like a Sam Cassell, who's already on the staff. I don't know what the relationship he has with the guys. But they've now you know, they could have had Udoka as their coach if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. They won last night in Boston. Right? Like, there's been young coaches that are out there that can turn into really good coaches.
Yeah.
Bringing in, he's going to be close to 70 years old, Mike D'Antoni, right? I mean, he's certainly no spring chicken.
Yeah, but what it really boils down to, who are the assistants?
Because
Mike D'Antoni's,
by the way.
Yeah, Mike D'Antoni's just going to be a figurehead. He's not. Like, what is he doing? It's his assistant coaches. It's his staff.
He's doing press conferences.
Just like Doc's not doing anything. Like, what is Doc doing? No, seriously.
being
grumpy. You think it's not his assistant coaches all just doing all the work? He's earned that right. When you get to that age, you're not doing a bunch of the work. That's why you have assistants there.
Right.
That's why you delegate.
You're not spending 8 hours in the film room.
No, nobody's doing that. No. And for what? Basketball players don't listen to you anyway.
Yeah.
It's the NBA. Like, they don't listen to you anyway. So, I mean, the coach doesn't even really matter as much to me. It just doesn't. I mean, David Black got to the finals with LeBron James. They fired him the next year.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter. Like, if you got the talent, that's what really matters.
That's what you need, the players.
That's what really matters is the talent.
All right, Jack, prediction?
I just wouldn't want to listen to Doc constantly tell us we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Right.
That's why I'm sort of finished with Doc. I'm like, man, I don't need the head coach of one of the teams in here that we follow so passionately constantly talking down to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just – It's demoralizing as a fan, right? And then when you lose, you don't get anything. I don't get that you're hurting like we are hurting.
Right.
What I get is I'm a good coach, Howard. I don't know what you're talking about. We came here and there were no expectations. And look what we've done. Look what I've done. And that sounded like he was auditioning for someone.
Look at the culture that I changed.
Yes, look at the culture that I changed and this and that and the other. Like, what are you talking about, man?
Yep. And then, see ya. I'm going to go play 18 tomorrow morning. I want to go home and rest up.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's not a coach that's identifying with a fan base that's disappointed right now and upset.
Right.
See, that's what I don't get with.
No, you think he looked like
he's not connected.
No, he's not. No, he likes the lifestyle of being an NBA coach.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of money, stay in 5-star hotels.
But you got to do that in LA. You got to do that in a city where they don't care.
Right.
You can't do that here because we care.
Yeah, too much.
We care.
No, seriously, we're paying attention to what he has to say because we want to hear from our coach.
Yes.
What the hell's going wrong? Where are we? Like, when I officially lost him 100%, and it was probably done before that, but when Danny Green said what he said about the fans last year, and when Doc was first asked about it, he was like, I was on the ground. I don't care. I was playing golf. Like, what do I care? What do you care?
Right.
One of your veterans that's a champion more or less said that you know, this is on the fans, and the fans need to do better in this and that. Like, at least gives us some kind of BS you care.
This feels like a job to Doc. Not a lifestyle. And what I mean by that, I mean coaching in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It seemed like this was the next job that he took. There is no real live connection there. There is no, I feel the pain of this city. I understand it. This city has been starving for a championship. You don't get any of that.
No.
It's just he's offended because he's questioned. You know, a coaching move or strategy is questioned or is suggested by people who have been paying closely to this team for years and have watched this team grow and develop and watch the caravan of players come in and out of here during the process. Doc, you were somewhere else, blowing 3-1 lead somewhere.
This is just a pit stop.
Yeah, you've come at the end. You've come at the end to try to get us over the finish line or through the finish line and got a nice contract. Like, and you couldn't be more disconnected. You probably leave as soon as the season is over with, not far after. Wouldn't be surprised if you're already back home in L.A.
Yep.
And you're gone for the rest of the summer. Would not be surprised. What head coach stays away the entire offseason in this town? Come on, man.
Doc? Even Chip Kelly was here in the offseason.
Yes.
We know Sirianni loves the Jersey Shore, so he's not
coming. Andy was here all year round, every year.
He would take his vacations, which the guys need to get away.
Yes. I mean, people who actually set up residence here. Their kids go to school here, everything else. Like, Doc works here during the season and then leaves after the season is over with.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to
hear about it. Don't tell me about it. You think he wasn't here? He was talking about working out with Ben Simmons because he was going to be right out there with Ben Simmons in L.A.
Remember that? Jack, can you?
Right, man, that's why I'm ready to move on from Doc. You can bring another coach in, man. Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? Like, they can lose in the second round.
Exactly.
All
it don't
over
even
again,
matter. Yeah.
Which they probably will.
I don't need to have a coach tell me I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, and only in Philadelphia and all that stuff. And I don't know what Marcus Hayes was thinking about.
The only good thing is Howard.
I got respect for Marcus Hayes, so I didn't want to rip to shreds his whole little thing.
I think Howard did last.
Yeah, season. Yeah, but I'm just saying. I like Marcus, but come on, bro. Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't need someone defending Doc. Yes, like, let's leave him out there on an island.
Yeah, where he wants to be.
He's the one that's put him out on that island.
Yes.
He would have played his cards right. We could have loved him, but that wasn't his personality. Jack, I don't know if you have it. Don't like look really hard for it, but I would love to hear Doc talking about a number. He was going to put together a program for Ben to be working in the offseason, an offseason program he's going to talk to him about. Remember when he said that? It, like, at the time, it's like, oh, yeah, sure. He's going to go out and he's going to do 500 free throws.
Sweating in the gym together.
Yes. Yeah, in the Powell Center in Northeast Philly. Yoshi in Brewery Town. Yoshi!
What up, John? Big what's, Ike. Jackie, baby.
What's up, Yoshi?
How y'all doing today? Hey, man, I'm going to be real short on the Sixers. And I'm going to call Doc what he is in my Philly voice. He a nut. What's his name? Get him out of here. Don't nobody want D'Antoni either, because what's in, you got to look at what you have. And D'Antoni don't fit this. MB ain't Stoudemire. He ain't Capel, like big man.
Right, Clint Capella, yeah.
Like, I agree with what you said. The coach is on the bench right now. I believe Sam Cassell is the one for the job. Like, that's my vote for the next Sixers coach, for real.
Yep.
And if we're going on that MVP thing, I'm going to go with Howie, because Howie has taken more ownership of his shortcomings in Philadelphia than MB has. Howie has gotten us past the second round more than twice. He has taken us to the chip and got the big thing. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Howie. As far as Jalen ain't got to be astronomical next year, but if Jalen has taken 5 steps forward, I'm like, okay, that's real good, and I believe he will. I mean, you got a young rookie who did very well last year. He earned his money. You went and got A.J. Brown. Arthur Juan Brown. You got a whole bunch of other pieces. And I agree with what you said, Ike. They ain't did enough. Howie has done enough on defense and offense. It's up to the coaches. We don't need everybody else to come in now. They have enough on both sides of the ball. It is the coaches' jobs now. I mean, you got a nice-looking offense. You have everybody act like all we needed was another cornerback. Yeah, we could deal with a safety. But if you got a nice D-line going on, some linebackers down there that know what they're doing, and some stud cornerback, I mean, it's enough. So I'm good with where we at. Let's just get to work.
It's only May 20th. It's going to be a long couple months here.
Sorry, Jack, I ain't big on the Philly, but I'm a homer, so go fight and field. But it's football season for me. Once the OTA started, it became football season.
How many wins, Yoshi?
I'm going with 13.
Ooh, boy.
All right, man, have a good weekend.
All right, brother. 13-4?
Hang out with those beautiful grandbabies of yours this weekend. Yeah, 13. All right, so what's your official number right now? Still 12?
I'm still at 12.
Jack, you bumped yours up. You were 8-9.
Yeah, I'm at 9-8 now.
9-8. All right. And I did 10.
Bradberry was only good for one win?
Yeah, he's a one-war player. We're going to replace it.
Yeah, I did 10, and I didn't even want to do 10. I wanted to do 8. I did. I wanted to be 8-9 like Jack. But when I went through it, even looking at it from a perspective of being like, all right, like being really fair about it.
Some teams you were like, yeah, I can't
like,
get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, no, yeah. I'm
even
not going to pick
Chuck
Manary.
He started at 8, and then we went to the schedule, and he was up to 10.
Schedule's a bump.
It is an easy schedule.
It is.
Until it's not.
Right, exactly.
5-8, everybody's getting fired again.
Until Jared Goff turns into the number one overall pick.
Man.
By the way, Elliot chimes in on getting roasted by his high school soccer coach.
Was he listening, or was this just feedback on?
Well, no, I texted him because I was like, "Hey, your high school soccer coach just checked in. I thought it'd be funny." Elliot didn't find it funny at all, actually. He said, wow, I'm listening right now. I was better than he's giving me credit for. I led the team in goals before I had to quit because of grades.
What?
Quit because of grades.
Oh, he wasn't. Yeah.
He was a bad student?
Yeah. Well, you know, he didn't apply himself.
So was he a bad kid in high school? Is that what happened?
What he said, I followed up with that exact question in my follow-up response. And he said, I was terrible. I cut classes all the time, talked in class, and didn't do his reading. But he did it in a quote-unquote nice, charming way, not in a rude kid way.
Well, he wasn't being destructive or like getting in fights and stuff. But he was the bad kid. He definitely wasn't getting in fights. No, probably not.
No.
I was similar to Elliot. I just didn't like school, so I didn't go a lot. When I was
breaking news.
Oh no, this is actually kind of it was.
Oh.
Oh
no, it wasn't a bit.
What the hell is it?
Bryce Harper is.
In the lineup.
Not in the lineup.
Oh,
again.
My God.
Cancel the season. It's over.
Idiot.
Again?
Still not in the lineup, and, I mean, it could be, you know, rained out.
So, listen, it's not going to be rained out because, I mean, there's just going to be, like, these pop-up heavy storms is probably what's going to happen. I mean, at least that's the way I'm looking at it. But, like, Ike and I were talking about this earlier, Jack. I do not feel good about the series this weekend. The Dodgers come in town for three, and as well as they played and as confident as they played out there, was it last weekend or the weekend before? Last weekend. I don't see the same confidence in the team right now. And with Bryce Harper not playing again tonight, this feels like trouble this weekend.
Yeah. You're playing the Dodgers without your best player. I don't even know who's pitching this weekend.
Well,
it's a Nola game.
You got Nola.
You got Ranger Nola Eflin.
Okay, Ranger Nola Eflin. Okay.
Is that not bad?
No, not bad.
But it has to be good Nola for it to be good.
Yeah, and at least I'm at the point where I expect good Nola now, so that means I'll get upset when I don't get good Nola as opposed to the last half year or so or more.
When I don't expect
good Nola, so I'm like, yeah, there he goes again.
The expectation Nola is not a good one. I expect pretty good Nola, right?
Like, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean.
He gets swept this weekend.
Baseball
season be looking real bad.
But also, like, yeah, all right, we need pretty good Nola. This friggin' offense needs to hit. I mean, Bryce Harper can't be the only guy. JT Realmuto's making a ton of money. Castellanos and Schwarber. Yo, Schwarber, mix in some other hits other than one of your nine home runs. Mm-hmm. Right? And Castellanos has been good so far. These guys got a hit. Like, come on, man. Segura, let's go. Let's have some big hits. So, anyway, Justin in Tennessee is with us. Justin, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's happening, fellas? It's you. Friendly neighborhood idiot from Tennessee.
What's up, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I've been out on the tractor today doing some bush hogging and come in and mowed the yard. Weed-eated. Just been a nice day, man. Nice day.
What the hell is bush hogging?
You know, it's like a big old mower behind the tractor where you've got to mow the high weeds. Like, you can't get it with a lawnmower because the grass is too high, you know.
Right.
You can't. Yeah,
you need one of those real tractors, one of the real ones,
not
the big
a
ones.
Lawnmower.
How much land you, Justin? You have a lot.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode, and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.